Okay, here we are back. I'm so sorry for people who actually look to the mainstream media for news and information that they can use to help better identify themselves on this planet. You can't. There are enormous attacks going on all over Ukraine by Russia now. They're not nuclear attacks, but there are lots and lots of missiles, lots and lots of drones, lots of damage. They're going after very serious parts of the infrastructure of that once vibrant country. Here, headlines, just for fun. I did a general search. You won't tell me on the mainstream media. Russia launches biggest drone attack on Ukraine's Kharkov. Russian mass missile attack on rumored F-16 airbase and cities in western Ukraine. Crimea, once a crossroad of civilizations, find itself isolated and under attack. Ukraine says Russia launched 499 missiles and drones in biggest air assault. Yeah, this is 9 hours old. 4 hours ago, Russia launches war's largest drone assault, says Ukraine's Air Force. It just goes on and on. Now, let's, for fun, go to RT. You'd expect RT to be all over this, right? No, and I'm not seeing anything. Lead story, the West prevented Ukraine from reaching peace in 2022. What the hell does that have to do with anything? What's going on now is critical. Second story, Pentagon to deploy Marines amid California unrest. Third story, Zelensky knows he's losing, says U.S. Senator. All right, and it goes on from there. But there's nothing about this massive attack. This is RT. Now, for fun, let's go to America's, well, certainly one of its most cited sources of news, Fox News. Lead story in the entire universe as far as Fox News is concerned. AG Pam Bondi announces identification of suspect who attacked federal officer. This is the number one story in the universe. Number two, L.A. braces for long night as rioters face off against authorities. Number three, Trump takes decisive action against L.A. rioters with Marine deployment. Hey, okay, you get the picture here. We are not being informed about the world around us at all. It's not happening. Now, Mitchell Henderson knows of which I speak, and most of you do. This is absurd, though. The number one story in the universe, the banner headline, Pam Bondi announces identification of suspect who attacked federal officer. Good grief. Hello, Mitch.
Hello. Actually, one of the stories that you just mentioned actually was a good big picture story, and that's the Zelensky admitting defeat. Because what happened is Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, he basically said that Zelensky knows he can't win, so he's trying everything he can do to drag NATO and the United States
into World War III
against Russia.
This is good for Tuberville, but it's actually not news. He's been failing for a long time, like years, Zelensky. It's not going anywhere. We know what's happening,
yes,
but
yes,
good for him.
Yes.
Good on him. All right, so my point is...
telling you
not,
the big picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a sideways glance at it, at least. Okay,
right.
That's fine. But my point, I think, is well taken. It's not news out there. It's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Go ahead, my friend. What's up?
In my book, The Final Wars, I talk about civil war in the United States, and I make a statement in there, and I've said this on the program many times: the right will not fight for itself. The right will give their children to sodomites.
Why? I get it.
The right will give up their guns. The right will not fight. The right will allow the left to put them in concentration camps and exterminate.
I don't get it.
The right
I know.
Will
You're
not
right.
fight
You're right.
under any circumstance. They will not. There will be no reaction from the right. Okay, so
there are only hope.
It's just the way it is. It's like the left. You see them in L.A. The left has assassinated some healthcare guy. The left tries to assassinate Trump several times. The left is out there rioting in the street, rioting day after day, attacking. I mean, they're flying Mexican flags on U.S. territory, fighting U.S. federal troops and federal agents, flying Mexican flags.
Why you want to stop
is not
the rioting?
The right?
You go in there and you stop
here's
it.
Here's the thing. No. This is these people are attacking federal officers and burning down Los Angeles. Any other country on earth, if they saw this happening in their country, there would be strategic bombing going on in Mexico City, in Tijuana. We would be bombing. Another country would bomb Mexico if there's people with Mexican flags up here attacking federal officers burning things down.
I completely concur. If you want to stop it, you stop it.
Right.
Simply put pressure on Mexico and you stop it immediately.
So, and what the right does not understand, what white people do not understand, is first of all, if you're white and you're leftist, that does not protect you at all, because did you see all the people with Teslas? Those are all woke left people that buy Teslas, and they were attacked. Their vehicles were attacked. They had to pay good money for the damage done to their cars.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
You got the Tesla owner thing down correctly.
They're going to kill all the white people. When they come to kill all the white people, they're going to kill these leftist white people, too. They're not going to be protected from anything. You know, they will not be protected.
Burning their Teslas.
White people will not protect themselves. Right-wing people will not protect themselves.
They will not do it. It's weird.
So you have to ask yourself the question, how is it that the Marxist left will be crushed by the right? How is that going to happen? Ask yourself that question. How could it possibly happen that the left can be crushed? How would that happen? There's really just one way, and it's the Trump card, okay? Because I've mentioned this before, that Marxism is a method towards Zionism. Zionism is the goal, and Marxism is just a way on the way to the goal. Okay, they're both related. I've talked about this a lot. They come from the same person. They're from the same movement. Moses Hess, he started both Marxism and Zionism. He's the father of both. They're both related. Marxism is a method for doing it, and the Zionism is the ultimate goal. It is Zionism that is going to kill the left, okay? Because what's going on is the people that are out in Los Angeles talking about protecting criminal aliens and stuff, the people that are protesting this stuff, they're also the people protesting Palestine. Okay,
Good point.
I tell you what is going to happen is you may criticize anything you want to. You may burn the American flag. That's what they're doing in the streets of L.A. They're flying the Mexican flag and burning the American flag. Okay, that's everything is okay. Killing white people, everything is okay. It's all okay. The thing that is not okay is to speak against Israel, to speak against Zionism, to speak against Jewish people. That is the unforgivable sin. That has the force of world power behind it. Okay. I mean, listen, for all these years, you had, what was her name, Laura Loomer, put out all these films on farmlands about the white people being butchered on their farms in South Africa.
Yep.
Not a peep from the U.S. government. But as soon as South Africa charges Israel with war crimes in the International Criminal Court, now the United States is saying, South Africa is guilty of genocide. Okay, you see, we can attack people killing the white people if they are attacking Israel and Zionists. Then
when I covered that story,
on their side.
I don't know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, whenever, when it was at its peak, I covered it in great detail. I called for some senator or congressman to introduce a bill to immediately allow the legitimate refugee status immigration of all whites who want to leave South Africa immediately to be brought here, to be set up with their own farmland, their own community, whatever. So, and they would be self-sufficient within a year. I know it. And talking to so many people down there, and now Trump is forced to pick it up as an issue, and that idiot Ramaphosa, he had him in the White House Oval Office, and he did a good job. But what does it take? The number of deaths now has declined. It's still going on. But these poor whites it's awful.
It just took it to become an anti-Zionist thing. If it's anti-white, it's perfectly okay.
No, good
if
job.
If it's anti-Zionist, it is not okay.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen here in America. Okay, the only thing that's going to save the right and save the white people is Zionism. Because, see, they're going to go crush these people like a bug because they're anti-Semitic. Okay, you and I know that this is not true. Because you're against Israel, just because you're against genocide, does not make you an anti-Semite, okay? And we've talked about on this program how the people initially out there protesting what Israel does with the T-shirts on saying, not in my name, those were Jewish people that were protesting Zionists.
It's true.
Okay, but I have seen Jewish people talk on TV that are anti-Zionists, and they say that being Jewish does not give you a pass when you're talking about against Zionism. You don't even get a pass if you're Jewish. Okay, so this is what I'm trying to point out here, is that will be the thing that they will be able to marshal all the effects on. Is over this anti-Zionism thing. This has power. This will put them in prison. This will put them in camps. This will get them executed. Okay. This is the power of Zionism. This is what will crush the left. This was what will crush the Marxists. Is because they've gone anti-Zionist. They've committed suicide. Is what they've done, okay? Not realizing that Zionism is their master to begin with, okay? So they've turned on their master, Zionism. Mm-hmm. The Marxist master is Zionism. They've turned on that, and now they're going to pay the consequences. I mean, look at Russia, look at China, look at any communist, Bolshevik, Marxist country ever. They always eat to their own. They always do. Hundreds of millions of people perish when this happens. So this is what's going to happen. But, you know, from my previous talking on here, I think I've tried to make it very, very clear that I've said this many times that you know, we talk about Christians being persecuted in the end times, I keep saying, it is Christians that will be sending Christians to their death. And it will be over Zionism that Christians are persecuted and executed over Zionism. Because Christian Zionists is a very powerful group, 50 million people strong. This is a thought contagion, a mind virus. Has taken over our country. These people are not devoted to Christ. They are devoted to Israel.
Sad to say, but all true.
Yes, exactly what it is. So they are they sit and the thing is they can't see clearly what it says. I mean, very clearly, you know, I've said this many times, but it's very simple. The thing that defines the Antichrist is 1 John 2:22-23. And it's very simple. It's very clear. if you deny that Jesus is Christ, you're Antichrist. Okay? And then it says, if you do not have the Son, you do not have the Father. Okay? So now Christian Zionists say God is on Israel's side. 1 John 2, 22-23 categorically says that God is not on their side. Christ is not coming back to save Israel and save the Jews. He's coming back to save Christians. That's what the New Testament says, okay? It is very clear on it. It's unmistakable what it is. If we, as an American, you should be able to sit back and just say this. Okay, so I'm like a Christian, and I'm an American. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do I think God is on Israel's side? Well, no, it isn't, because of 1 John 2, 22, 23. God is not on Israel's side. Is God on the Palestinian side? Actually, he's not, because Muslims do not accept Jesus as the Christ. They do not have the Son, so Muslims don't have the Father either. So just imagine this. That this war between two people who are against Christ, who hate Christ, the Muslims and the Jews, a war between them is what's going to send hundreds of millions of Americans to their grave in a nuclear holocaust. Hundreds of millions of us will die over this issue. Okay, not only just a war, because we are marching towards a war with Iran. We're inexorably marching there. There's no way to avoid that war. There's no way to avoid that war with Russia through Ukraine. And if you look, you have this Jewish leader, Jewish Zionist leader of Israel, Netanyahu, and you have this Jewish Zionist leader of Ukraine, Zelensky, and they're dragging America into the pit of thermonuclear war.
Sure.
They're going to get us there. They're going to achieve this. They're going to get that. Okay. Now, before the elections, I was suggesting that people vote for Trump because he would buy us more time. I'd never said that he wasn't going to get us into the war. I said specifically that he would, but I said that he would buy us more time because I was sure that Harris and Biden, we would already be there if Harris had got reelected. And it doesn't matter if you say Harris or Biden. It's other people that actually would be running the government. But they would have us in that war already. Okay. So
fair enough.
Trump is doing it because Trump is a taco. And taco means Trump always chickens out. He never sticks to his guns. He never does what he promises. He promised us. We voted. You know how many people voted for him because he said that he would quit funding Ukraine and he would quit being on Ukraine's side? Yes. We voted for him to not give one more dime to Ukraine, to not be involved in that war at all. That's what we voted for with him. He could have, on the first day of office, he could have just done what he promised and not
without Netanyahu's
money
approval.
Or aid, not do any of this stuff. He could have just done what he promised, and we would not be facing thermonuclear war. Now thermonuclear war is inevitable. Now it is going to happen. It's not. There's not a maybe. It is when, not if. It is going to happen. And all he had to do was keep his promise. But you know what? It warped in his egotistical mind. It all warped like, oh, the American people want me to make peace between Russia and Ukraine. No, we did not. That was something that he had in his head. That's something that he said. It's not what we said. It's not what we wanted. We wanted him to just get out. The American people don't give a crap about Ukraine and Russia. He just doesn't understand that. And now he's got these dreams of a Nobel Peace Prize in his mind where he will go to nuclear war to get that that Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, yeah.
He will get us in a nuclear war to get that prize, to stoke his ego, to create his legacy in a world that won't have history anymore afterwards, okay? It'll all be gone, right? So this man, I think everybody always knew that he was stupid, and he was just a blowhard. I mean, that's what most people do. We have to remember why people voted for Trump. People didn't vote for Trump. The majority of the people that voted for Trump were not voting for Trump. They were voting against Harris. That's what they were voting against. He probably had more voters come to his side. Well,
yeah.
Pulled him over the top.
That makes
and got
perfect
him
sense, Mitch. I agree.
Were people who did not want Harris to be president. Because they were sure that Harris was going to get us into nuclear war. Tommy Tuberville came out today and said, Trump's going to get us into nuclear war. He said that. He said, that's what Zelensky wants to do. That's what Europe wants to do. They want to get us into nuclear war. They want to drag us into it, and they will succeed. And so what I found outstanding about what Tommy Tuberville said is, see, it's not like just we know what's going on. There's other people that can connect the dots. There's even people in the government that can connect the dots. But he's
sure.
like a little voice crying in the wilderness. Who's going to listen to Tommy Tuberville, right? Who's going to pay attention to him? Well, nobody will. Okay, so
give us. There are a thousand of them, but give us a scenario of this war and how it'll play out potentially in Europe and here in the U.S. Russia will do fine because of its civil defense. It's a massive civil defense program. They know how to take care of people.
So let me give you the picture now. Here's the strategic situation at the moment. So what the strategic situation is this simple. So Putin knows that Zelensky wants to drag NATO and the United States into World War III with Russia. Putin knows that he cannot give up Ukraine. He cannot give up Iran. So he knows that he will have to go to nuclear war. Okay, he knows that there's no hope of any negotiation. There's no hope of talking this out because we have a willful stupidity in our part, in the world. There's nobody. I mean, you look at Germany, you look at, you listen to the pronouncements of Merz and Starmer and Macron. They want to build a huge army, and they're saying openly that it's so that they could go to war with Russia. Russia knows that Europe and NATO is going to make war on them eventually. So what does this do? Where does Russia stand? Well, here's where Russia stands. Russia has the initiative. Russia knows that war with NATO is inevitable. Russia knows that war with the United States is inevitable. Russia knows that war with Israel is inevitable because they're not going to allow us to just wipe out Iran. They're not going to allow that. They're not going to allow their south flank to be completely taken away from them.
You saw what Russia announced today? They're going to build 10 nuclear power plants in Iran. 10.
10 of them. Okay.
10.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, so what it is at some point, Putin will know that it's time to push the button. He knows when he's going to do it because he has the initiative. But he has to do it. You think he's going to sit there for years and allow Europe to build its military up when he knows what they're going to do with their military?
No chance. He doesn't even want a month off from the Ukraine war. No, because he'll rearm.
He's winning in Ukraine, so...
Yeah.
He's got the Ukrainians under pressure. Well, why in the world? Why doesn't anybody in our government, in our military, have a brain? We have military people that get strategic training and stuff. Why can't they figure out? They would, if they were in Russia's place, they would not have a ceasefire in either condition. I mean, listen, this is how Zelensky plays Trump. Okay, Trump comes in and says, well, we're going to have a peace treaty. So what does Zelensky do right away? He says, well, we want a ceasefire. Well, Zelensky has been listening to Russia for 3 years say, no ceasefire under any conditions. We want a final peace treaty. A ceasefire is not going to do it. A frozen conflict will not do it. Nothing will do it. We want a final peace treaty. That's all we will accept. This is what Russia said for 3 years. There's no reason why the American State Department and the American president could not listen to what Russia has said for 3 years. There's no reason why we don't do that. Then Zelensky tells Trump, well, okay, we'll have a ceasefire. He suggested a ceasefire because he knows Russia doesn't want one. Because Zelensky does not want peace. He wants to drag the United States into NATO and into the war. Well, now Russia, so there is a new tactic. Russia has said that Zelensky is fair game. They can't kill him. Russia
well,
has said,
I don't.
Well,
do you,
the only way we can have peace is if we wipe out the Zelensky regime. There can be no, in other words, this is what Russia is saying. There can be no peace with the Zelensky regime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are now for your game. Okay. So
I'll believe it when I see it.
What Russia would like is they would like the United States CIA to take out Zelensky. That would be the best of all worlds, as far as they're concerned. If we would wake up and see that this tranny faggot actually has made Trump into his bitch, if somebody in the CIA could wake up and see that, which I doubt strongly they can do. So I don't think it's going to happen. The United States, who overthrows and assassinates people just at a whim all the time, it won't do it to Zelensky. It's insane. It's the guy we need to knock off is the guy that we won't knock off. Okay, so...
Well, he's being protected. I mean, we've known this. It's not new. He's being protected.
Well, yeah. So what I think is going to happen, Jeff, is just this news is going to keep people distracted. All the stuff going on, and but nothing they say matters. You're going to be bombarded with propaganda saying, "Oh, Russia's weak. Russia's losing. Russia's going to finally cave. We're going to get our way." We're going to hear that up to the time that nuclear weapons take our cities down. Okay, we'll hear that till the last moment, because the government wants to make this bad decision, so they want to keep you uninformed about what's going on. They don't want you to realize that they are going to get you killed over what? So Trump can maybe get a Nobel Peace Prize? Or because, we have to stop a threat from Russia that does not exist. It's actual insanity is what it is, okay?
Right. Yeah.
But at the heart of this, what is the true goal? The true goal is a Zionist world order is the truth. That's what they really
They're well on the way.
For.
They're on the way.
And part of that Zionist world order is that you own nothing and you'll be happy. And the only way they can do this great reset is to nuke the West.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. Okay. Not just nuke and nuclear weapons, but, it really doesn't matter. Financially, we're going to get to the same place. We could be suffering in other ways. Even before this war takes place. And once the war does take place, we will definitely be suffering in every way, financially, economically, and politically, in every which way, okay? We are going to have the Civil War in America, and we are going to We are going to have World War III. All these mm-hmm. things are going to happen. A collapse of civilization is going to happen. Okay. The bad yeah. news is within a few years, civilization will be over. The good news
as we
is
knew
that
it.
Within a few years, yeah. within a few years, civilization will be over. That's the good news also. Because I don't know about you, but I've had enough. We have idiots running the world. And idiots
well, I'd say they're evil idiots, in fact.
Evil, yes, actually. But one thing that I have realized about the evil idiots is I mm-hmm. had always imagined in my mind that they would be like genius, brilliant evil idiots. Well, it turns out that the evil idiots are actually kind of stupid. They lack vision. They lack foresight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's why the whole world implodes. That's why civilization collapses, out of stupidity, not out of genius, but out of stupidity.
I have nothing to say except keep talking. I wonder how much of the actual destruction will visit these formerly United States. What do you think? How much?
Well, once again, it's like they're going to take out the major cities and stuff. But I think what people have a problem visualizing is mm-hmm. is that they think somehow nuclear bombs will wipe out hundreds of square miles and stuff, when that's not necessarily what's going to happen at all. Okay, I mean if you live in Morristown, New Jersey, which is fairly close to New York City, you might not see any nuclear bomb destruction at all
uh-huh.
from there. If you live in Springfield, Massachusetts, you may not see any nuclear explosions going on. And we're talking about the Eastern Seaboard, where lots of people are densely populated areas and stuff.
Right.
There's just, you know, it's just not, you're not going to necessarily, the mass of the people are not going to see the nuclear destruction. What they're going to see is when those nukes go off, what's going to go down is the power is going to go down. Transportation will go down. There'll be no shipping. There'll be nothing. There'll be
no
logistical
food,
change.
Ladies and gentlemen, no gasoline.
Food.
No. They'll keep the TV and the internet running. You watch. They'll keep that up. They have to.
48 hours. You are in a world of hurt because
right.
everything's going to be gone and there will be nothing else coming in. Okay? First, masses of people will starve to death. There'll be violence when people starve to death because
oh, terrible.
Well, one way to get food is to kill people and take it from them. Okay?
It's true.
So you're going to have that. You get to a point where people will be eating people. People will be eating. They
That's
will
not
be
an exaggeration.
People.
Mitchell
Let me
is
make
correct.
That very clear. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then diseases will wash through the population and kill off a bunch of people. That you know, every projection that I've seen, for instance, the first time that I went to took courses on nuclear warfare in 1972, mm-hmm. every projection I've ever seen, and it's always held. Is that in 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead in 1 year. 90% of the
90?
Population. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 90% will be dead. And
don't forget,
is,
please.
No matter how you cut it, this is not a worst-case scenario. This is the minimum amount of people that will be dead will be 90%. The minimum.
Right.
Not the maximum. The minimum.
You should not forget anything, and it's not in the news now. No one's talking about COVID and the fact that 80% of America, mm-hmm. approximately, has taken one or more of these deadly genocidal injections, which has destroyed their immune system, goes after the heart, the brain, all
which
of your circulatory system, turns your blood into sludge.
For you to die.
Very
right.
easy. You have
it
no resistance.
Easier
no,
for
they can
to
knock
die.
You out with a common cold.
So this is, you know, this, and let me tell you, the United States government has been sitting around making new viruses all the time. They're going to release those viruses
Non-stop.
On the population. The United States government will use biological agents against its own people, and they will use chemical agents against their own people. They will do this. They will do it. Okay.
Right.
They've always planned to do it. So, I mean, when I look at the defense budget, when I look at what they're doing with the structure of the armed forces, you realize they're taking our heavy infantry units away, and they're making everything sort of light infantry. They're going towards the light. Well, this is a signal. This army that they're building is not to fight Russia or China.
Oh, it's control the
to
people.
To fight the American
right?
people. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly
yeah.
what it's for. So
highly maneuverable,
you know,
light cavalry,
right,
so
right.
to speak.
Yeah, you don't need all that stuff to do that. So this is what we're looking at. It's this is why, you know, really you need to be getting your stuff together now. You need to get your personal go bag and your vehicle go bag. You don't have, you know, if you're thinking, well, next payday I'll get this, you don't have next payday. You're taking a risk by waiting to next payday. Next payday, it could happen before next payday.
Right.
And then you're sort of stuck. So you need to do it right away. Now, in my book, The Final Wars, How to Survive, The Coming Civil War, World War III, and the Collapse of Civilization, I tell you what you need in these different go-bags, okay? I tell you what you need to do to get prepared for this. And I even tell you what to do when it happens. I discuss fighting in the city versus fighting in the countryside. You don't want to get caught in the city fighting, okay? You're going to burn through supplies so fast in the city it's not funny. You want to avoid fighting. Every gunfight I've ever been to, it's just unbelievable how much ammunition you spend. It's just an ungodly amount of ammo. And you know, whatever bullets you shoot, you have to remember that there's no companies that are going to be making more bullets. Okay. The bullets you have is all you're
going to have to be acquired from other people.
Steal.
Just like food.
Okay, right. Just like food. You're going to have to acquire it from other people. And that's why I suggest that you have the same caliber weapons that the military has, is because you can take their ammunition from them and use their ammunition also. So and that would be, now they have the 6.8, but also, there's still an unbelievable amount of 308 and 5.53 ammunition out there. And for pistols, 9mm.
5.56.
Caliber.
5.56,
yeah. 5.56, excuse me. 223, that's what I was thinking. 223 or 5.56.
Yep.
So, try to have something that there's an abundance already of. You know, I mean, listen, if you're out in the woods, you got to be worried about bears and cougars. There's nothing like a good old .45-70 round to take them off their feet. Well, that's just wonderful, but those rounds are going to be extremely scarce, extremely fast. Okay, so
right. And we all Mitch, but using firearms, I don't know how many rounds somebody would shoot before scoring a hit. There are a lot of missed shots. People don't understand that. They watch the movies and they think, well, this guy got him in two shots. Ah, it could be 22. We don't know. It's not as good as you think. No. Unless you're an extraordinarily good marksman.
In combat, you're usually exhausted. You're working hard. You're breathing heavy. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're not going to shoot as well. That is why in these battles we've had in the Middle East, we have SEAL sniper teams out there, because they can sit back where they're not breathing heavy, where they're not running, they're not jumping around, and they can take careful, measured shots to support the troops that are out front. Okay, so snipers have become a support weapon for the troops that are actually engaged in combat stuff. So, I've discussed in my book how it's better that you think of yourself as a sniper. You don't want to get in gunfights with people. You're going to burn up too much ammunition. You cannot afford to get yourself hurt. Okay? This is, there'll be no medical care. Not only that, but if you get shot this week, okay, and it's not an immediately fatal shot, you could probably survive because of medical support, because of antibiotics, blah, 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 blah. But yeah. After the collapse of civilization, you have none of that. A slight wound could end up killing you, okay? A slight wound could kill you.
Right.
Things you wouldn't worry about today.
It's all true. Everything
Mitch
is saying. By the way, I put up two banners. Well, one banner and then the slideshow. First, I think it's the first image in the slideshow on the prepare tablet. It's on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Under the donate button, I've got a banner up for your friends there. And then there's another one up in the slideshow. But that's something, that's the kind of the mother lode of how to survive the unsurvivable. It's all there.
And you can carry that with you.
Yes, yes, true. Oh, yeah.
That should be in your go bag. The prepare tab should be in your go bag.
Yeah, I agree. It's essential. You're not really prepared unless you have this, and I don't say that lightly. It's incredible what they've done. Brilliant. A brilliant achievement. So, bravo. The Prepare Tablet. The website is coms.link. There you go. Really good. Okay. I'm curious about if they're trying to cripple the U.S., what, Boulder Dam, gone. I don't know if they'd target nuclear power plants. They don't want to make the place uninhabitable for hundreds of years. So maybe they just allow them to shut down. I don't know. War doesn't always make sense. It just doesn't.
Well, listen, this is why these Russian glide bombs, one of the advantages of those, when we think about our ICBM field, which is in Montana, Wyoming, North mm-hmm. South Dakota, and some in Nebraska, as with, you can look up, their locations are on Google Maps. They give you mm-hmm. the grid coordinates of each of these ICBMs. Okay, it's not a secret.
Yeah.
But ideally, Russia would like to use a glide vehicle, an avant-garde glide vehicle, to take those out. That way, it minimizes the fallout. Because if they have a surface bursting nuke, that's the worst scenario. A subsurface burst will be better, and they can do that, but you still have substantial fallout. But that, mm-hmm. a glide bomb would be the minimum amount of fallout. Because, see, they have to worry about the wind goes all over the earth. So you know, they'll carry that fallout into Russia itself. So, mm-hmm. you know, they Russia does have a little bit of foresight because they think of that. They think, well, we'll build shelters to put our people into. America has no foresight at all. Because we have no shelters for anybody.
This government turned its back on the people in the late 1950s,
yep.
early 60s, when they discontinued yep. their civil defense plan. They just stopped. We're all expendable. They don't care about us. Well, ask yourself this.
They don't care
if
about
the government
us.
Cared about
yes.
us, would they have allowed 80% of us to have accepted the COVID genocide death facts? No. Wouldn't have happened.
No, they wouldn't.
But Trump, it's a beautiful vaccine. Take your shot. I took my shot. A liar. He's just such a liar. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's just, you know, it's, even when we think about the rioters out in California, or wherever they're going to riot at, just think, is the Trump administration going to give these people 5 to 20 years in prison like they did the January 6th people?
Are you kidding
well,
me?
Well, you know, they could try, but you know what, Jeff? The judges are all on the rioters' side.
Sure.
They're not going to get long prison terms. if you're a right-wing person or a white person, you will get a long sentence.
Yeah, Mike, how many of these invaders?
The mantra of the left is no black and brown people go to prison. They don't want to put them in prison. And this is
how many invader murderers have walked? Just walk, put it, they just turn them loose.
It doesn't matter. They just don't want them in prison. They'd rather have them out on the street, okay, because you don't matter. You're not important, you know.
It's all true.
The cause, the ideology.
If you were in charge of the L.A. riot issue and you had 700 Marines, I have a hunch you could probably end it in less than an hour.
Sure. Personally, I think anybody caught rioting out there or mm-hmm. even protesting against immigration doing their job should be deported to Mexico. They should just have a long line marching those people into Mexico and not worry about what their citizenship is. They need to go, you know.
I
agree. Need to just stop doing that, you know. Listen. People can say, "Oh, well, what about civil rights?" For 4 years under the Marxist pedophile Biden administration, they ran over our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, our Fifth Amendment rights, mm-hmm. and this Supreme Court, this Republican Supreme Court, did absolutely nothing to protect the rights of American citizens. Nothing. Did not raise their voice. There's no federal circuit judge or district judge out there that did anything to protect the rights of natural-born American citizens. Nothing. Okay? The justice system is not your friend. They're not there to protect your rights. They're not there to do that, period. Okay? Nobody has elected these people. And yet everything that Trump tries to do, that people elected him to do, the judges are shooting it down. They're stepping in the way of everything. Now, they're doing this for a reason. But, I mean, even when I said that Trump always chickens out, look, Kilmer Abrego Garcia is back in the United States, okay? You do understand why he's in a prison indicted and waiting trial. The reason isn't because they really expect him to be convicted of any crime and put into prison. As soon as some federal judge can let him go, they'll let him go. But the Trump administration knows that Kilmer Abrego Garcia is the most hated man in America. And if they let him out on the street, somebody will kill him. And when somebody kills him, there'll be George Floyd riots out there. And they'll have to contend with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have him in jail to protect his sorry butt. That's why he's in jail. Okay. The Trump administration is not fighting for us. Okay. Right. They're acting like they're fighting for us, but they're not. Okay. They will chicken out on everything. Okay. If it wasn't for Zionism, they would completely fail. So Zionism is the only thing that's going to keep them going. It's the only thing that's going to keep them in power. Okay, do you think the riots, Zionists would let the Democratic Party come back into, you know, this is the question of the time. Will the Zionists allow the Democratic Party to get power in the United States again? Okay. No, they will not. Will right-wing white people let the Democratic Party back in power again? Yes, they will. Yes, they will. But the Zionists will not.
Riots in San Francisco now.
Yeah.
Riots in hundreds of rioters. These are not protesters. Yes, these are rioters. San Francisco.
Listen, things are accelerating and stuff, okay? But if you really know what's going on, you have to remember it's not just these left-wingers that are going to be they're going to be hunting down. It's people like you and me, Jeff. It is people who know the truth and understand the truth. Because we are a target.
Sad but true.
Of them also.
Very true. Yes. Very true. All right, Mitchell, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Let me know if anything comes up that I should know about. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, sure will. Okay, okay. Bye-bye.
Mitchell Henderson. Okay, that's Monday. Lots of news, lots of information, as always. Back with you tomorrow night. Have a good day. And I would just urge you to prepare to the best of your ability. Okay, we'll talk more tomorrow.